This is Darian, and these are real crime cases. A man goes missing but later is found dead. His credit cards continue shopping without him. Find out how right after this.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sammy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying!
You're so annoying!
Stop copying me! Mom, tell her to stop copying me!
Mom, tell her to stop talking me!
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus!
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
On December 9, 2006, a 61-year-old man named Barry Helling had been reported missing from Snellville, Georgia. On December 28, 2006, Barry's vehicle was recovered in a Walmart parking lot in Suwanee, Georgia. January 3, 2007, police in St. Clair, Alabama were called to a wooded area of Highway 78 in Riverside, where a dead body was discovered. The body was positively identified as Barry Helling. Detectives pulled Barry's credit card and bank records and learned that there had been more than 80 transactions all across the country, starting from the day Barry disappeared on December 9th until February 2nd, 2007. Police have obtained a dozen different videos of the same pot-bellied man using Barry's credit card from 6 different states. The man in the video always seems to disguise himself, sometimes wearing a fake beard. If you think you can help identify this suspect, please visit our website and leave a tip at realcrimecases.com.